Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. And as we close out each and every Friday with our lifestyle correspondent, whose name would be Jeff Pitts from City View. He knows what's going on in the metro, and he's got a list. What's going on, Jeffrey?
I've got a list.
I guess. And checking it twice.
Checking it twice.
Been naughty or nice, yeah. I know how that goes.
It's not Christmas yet.
What's up?
Lots is up. Lots is up. How's that for English?
You're a writer, not a speaker, right?
Right. Put me on the spot. I'm not so good.
There you go. Where are they going?
Des Moines Marathon.
Really?
Yep. You ever run a marathon?
No.
you can also choose a half marathon.
No.
Half marathon or full marathon. Or a marathon relay. Maybe that's more.
No.
No.
And there's also have to get up.
5 mile loop. How about a 1 mile walk?
Yeah, maybe. I do that every night.
Oh. If you've forgotten to sign up for that marathon, www.desmoinesmarathon.com.
There you go.
Yeah. Also this weekend, Madison County Covered Bridge Festival.
There you go.
Quilt shows, car shows, cowboys, art displays, rural history, and continuous family fun.
There you go. Yeah. Clint Eastwood. Clint Streep.
You ever
Bridges
see that movie?
Of Madison County.
I never saw the movie.
I haven't seen it either. I understand it's pretty good. It's not because I didn't want to see it. It's just, you know, who's got time?
Who's got time? Yeah,
exactly.
You ever read the book?
I know. I know nothing other than Meryl Streep and Clint Eastwood, and I know a lot of people really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good movie.
You know, I've gotten into collecting books.
Very nice.
And if you can find a first printing of The Bridges of Madison County, yeah, is pretty rare and pretty valuable. But there are so many non-first printings. Like, when you go to these used books places, there's just bajillion. It's probably the most common used book you see is The Bridges of Madison County.
Yeah.
But, of course, the first printing is rare. But they all say first printing.
Okay.
There's a special number coding once you get into it. Yeah. Anyway, so ooh, it's always on my mind. That's fascinating radio right there. Little tidbit.
There you go. I had no idea.
I was off script there. I was ad-lib.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, okay.
You see that. Also, Saturday, Living History Farms. Death isn't a new phenomenon, but it hasn't always been done as it is now. In 1875, funerals were a pageantry of honored traditions. Families found joy while publicly celebrating a well-lived life. Living History Farms historic interpreters will celebrate the life and honor the death of a fictional resident and recreate a funeral from that era. That's tomorrow or Saturday at Living History Farms. It's a Victorian age funeral.
Nice.
Scheduled from 9 to 4. The funeral actually starts at 1. You can follow a horse pulled.
Right.
What do they call it? Hearse.
Hearse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the highlight.
Okay, the funeral.
Yeah. Fun things to do, folks.
Wow, go dig up something. There we go. Okay.
Time magazine calls Chris Tomlin the most often sung artist anywhere, as tens of millions of people each week sing songs from his rich catalog at churches worldwide, including the anthems At the Cross, Our God, and How Great Is Our God. He's a Christian music sensation performing live at Wells Fargo Arena.
Really? Good.
Yep. And that's Sunday.
Sunday
at 7. He'll be accompanied by special guest Matt Mayer. Also Sunday, Red Green has spent the last 20 years on the Red Green Show as the handyman and duct tape aficionado from Possum Lodge.
That's it.
He likes to share his humorous insights about the world and people in it. Get ready for an evening of laughs when Red Green brings his new show, I'm Not Old, I'm Ripe, to Hoyt Sherman Place.
We're back to Hoyt Sherman.
Back to Hoyt Sherman.
Very nice.
Not old, Red Green. Ripe.
Good.
Yeah.
What day is that?
That's Sunday also.
Sunday also. Yep. Okay. Sorry, I nodded off there for a minute.
Yeah.
I am old and ripe.
Both. And
sometimes,
huh?
I need a nap.
Yeah, there's something else old, but this one's neat. Okay. And this actually starts tonight and runs through October 19th. The first movies ever shown in Iowa are making a comeback.
Yeah.
Saving Brenton is the story of Michael Zaws, an eccentric Iowa collector who uncovers 5 hours of film from the early 1900s that once belonged to a guy named Frank Brinton, an Iowan, who traveled the Midwest and Iowa barnstorming, showing the first motion pictures in the state. You can watch the trailer at www.savingbrinton.com. And the show, they'll be showing this at the Fluor Cinema Friday through the 19th.
Through the 19th.
And he will also be there.
Really?
Yeah, Zaz will be there answering questions afterwards. Cool. I've talked to him. I'm writing a story about it. It's a neat story. He's just a high school or middle school teacher that he had an interest in this Brinton house. It's like this kind of a storied house in a small town. And then he ran into the executor of the person's estate who had all this stuff in the basement. They didn't really know what they had. No one was all that interested in it. He's been telling people about it for 20 years. No one really, no one cared. Now all of a sudden people are taking an interest. Yeah. It's one of the, he has the oldest movie projector from that era that still works.
No kidding.
Something called Magic. Let's see, what are they called? Magic Carpet Slides. That's what they showed before movies. It's basically a slideshow.
Yeah. Wow. And so this is going on where over at
Fluor? It'll be at the Fluor Cinema, yeah.
Through the 19th.
Through the 19th.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a neat deal. It's a neat story. I'd like to check it out. Okay. Next week, alternative. So that's next week, and then this is also next week. Alternative country band and Texas boys. The old 97s roll through Woolies for a night that's sure
old
to get your boots 97. Stomping.
There you go.
Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. Should be a good one. I used to be an old 97s fan.
Really?
I actually can't name the songs, but I've probably heard those CDs a million times. My roommate in college played them over and over. They're good.
Mm-hmm. There you go. A little boot scooting going on at Woolies.
Boot scooting. Yeah. Okay. This new sharp comedy by Karen Schaefer follows a widowed baker whose friends help her begin dating again 5 years after her husband passed. The show's called Choices.
Choices.
Yeah.
Soitney.
Soitney. That's the Des Moines Community Playhouse. And that's going on all week. All month.
This is a woman that lost, or she's a baker. What was? Do that again.
Okay. She's round two.
Yeah. I just,
cut. Take
sorry,
two.
I was snoozing.
Mm-hmm. Can't blame you. Okay. Okay. It's a sharp comedy by Karen Schaefer that follows a widowed baker.
A widowed baker.
Whose friends help her begin dating again after 5 years after her husband passed away. So she's back on the market.
That's right. She says, enough of this flower. I need flowers.
Herself, then.
That's right. Yeah, no more flower. Give me flowers. Got it. All right.
Yeah.
Stuff to do in the Metro.
Stuff to do.
You got it.
You got it.
Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, from City View. Thanks for coming in and doing this again, as always.
You bet. Love it.
All right. We got to get out of here. It's 9 to 6 o'clock time to kick off the rest of the weekend for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour. That would be Tyler Hackenmiller behind the controls tonight. The program director for the radio stations is none other than Patrick Wood. Liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour is Jimmy Olson. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, and the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvaux. For all those folks, our guests, everybody that made all of this week possible, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, would you please? Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night. The Business News Hour. Thanks for listening.